From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. A program designed to help local communities with infrastructure and transportation projects has been suspended. The Missouri Moves Cost Share program, established by the Missouri General Assembly for the 2017 fiscal year, was a program that pulled together money for public and private applicants to use on transportation projects in Missouri. The program had 101 applications requesting over $71 million. Missouri Department of Transportation spokesperson Matt Hebert says there's a reason why the Missouri Moves program had so many applications.
Basically, what it's showing is that there is a need out there on a local and regional level for a statewide funding solution for transportation.
Governor Nixon cut $20 million from the program last Thursday, which caused the Department of Transportation to suspend the program due to a lack of funds. A Missouri County's courthouse and law enforcement center remain without telephone or internet service after federal investigators removed computer equipment following a breach of that system. The Lake Sun Leader reports computer servers and telephone service has been down at the Camden County Courthouse and Justice Center since Monday. Four members of the county's information technology have been suspended with pay. FBI spokesperson Bridget Patton confirmed that federal agents removed computer equipment from the courthouse, but she declined to provide additional information because of the ongoing investigation. County officials have provided little information about the incident, though County Attorney Charles McElyea issued a statement yesterday acknowledging a possible security breach of the computer system. A federal judge has upheld Missouri's licensing requirements for African-style hair braiders, despite claims from braiders that the process is irrelevant to what they do, unnecessary, and expensive. U.S. Magistrate Judge John M. Bodenhausen issued the ruling Tuesday. Attorneys for two St. Louis area hair braiders said Wednesday that they will appeal. African-style hair braiders in other states have also challenged licensing requirements with help from the Virginia-based Institute for Justice. Its Braiding Freedom Initiative has won legal battles in some states, lost in others. The Missouri coursework covers sanitation, chemical use, and other aspects of the beauty industry, but excludes any preparation in traditional African braiding techniques its practitioners say date back thousands of years. This Saturday, a group of 70 paddlers will launch from Herman, Missouri, and paddle the remaining 100 miles down the Missouri River to where it joins the Mississippi. The inaugural Paddle Missouri participants will spend 5 days on the river paddling, camping, and learning about culture at educational waypoints. Holly Neal is the executive director for Stream Teams United, the conservation nonprofit organizing the paddle.
Really, the ultimate goal is a relationship with the river. We know if you have a relationship with something, you're much more likely to protect and work to improve it.
The 100-mile paddle counts toward Governor Nixon's 100 Missouri Miles Challenge, which encourages Missourians to go out and explore their natural resources. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.